right, well, praise the Lord.
好，感谢主。
Another session to do.
另一堂课。
You have to tell me if I'm wearing you out.
如果你太累了，你要跟我讲啊。
Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，我们祷告。
Father, I pray, Lord, that you will take us through this next session and teach us.
父，求你帮助我们这一堂课，继续教导我们。
Lord, that we will understand your word.
好像明白你的道。
That it will be applied to our lives.
让你的话语在我们生命中产生果效。
And that we will learn how to teach it to others.
好像我们教导，可以教导别人。
Lord, all by the power of your spirit.
借着你圣灵的能力。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 All right, well. In Matthew 5 through 7, we have the Sermon on the Mount.
马太五到七章，我们有登山宝训。
It is extremely important.
非常重要。
Some have called it the Christian Manifesto.
有人说这是基督教的宪法宣言呢。
It describes the Christian life for us.
它形容基督徒的生活。
Now Jesus brings this teaching to a close in the latter part of Matthew 7.
在马太第七章，耶稣把登山宝训带到结尾。
With warnings.
带着警戒。
They are very serious warnings.
很严肃的警戒。
They remind us that Jesus is talking about life and death.
提醒我们这是一个生死攸关的问题，耶稣在讲的。
He's talking to us about eternity.
讲的是永恒的问题。
Heaven and hell.
天地的问题。
These are not light matters.
这些不是小儿科无所谓的。
And he's telling us that what we do in this life has eternal implications.
他说我们今世所做的事情有永恒的后果。
Now let's begin in verse 13.
我们从十三节开始。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Now here he commands us to enter in through the narrow gate.
这里他吩咐我们要进窄门。
But he not only talks about a narrow gate.
那不仅讲到窄门啊。
He also talks about a narrow way.
他也讲到窄路。
Now we don't want to put too much emphasis on this.
我们这里不要过分强调了啊。
But it is there.
但是的确有窄门，有小路。
Much of modern Christianity.
今天现代的基督教信仰
they talk about the gate,
常常讲这个门
but they don't talk about the way,
但他们不讲那条路
and the two things go together.
这两者是并行的
Now, first of all,
首先
he says, enter through the narrow gate.
他说你要进窄门
There are not many gates that lead to salvation.
没有很多的门都可以引到永生啊
There's only one.
只有一个门
and it is Jesus.
就是耶稣基督
and he says enter into that narrow gate.
他说你要进那窄门
now the word narrow here
好这里窄哦这个字
the best way to illustrate it
最好的形容的方式
is imagine a path
你就想象一条路啊
just wide enough for you to pass through
就是你只能够仅仅够你挤过去
With rock walls straight up on both sides.
两边都是陡峭的悬崖。
With difficulties.
很难。
And restrictions.
而且有很多的限制。
It's not an easy gate to pass through.
这不是一个很容易进的门。
It's not an easy way to walk on.
也不是一条容易走的路。
It requires decision.
需要有决心。
Conviction,
有毅力
determination,
有要下定决心
Now here again is the balance.
这里我们需要有平衡啊
We know that salvation is by faith.
我们知道得救是本乎恩因的信嘛
But it also requires a tremendous decision on our part.
但也需要人的要做决定
We know that the God who saves us keeps us saved.
我们知道拯救我们的神必定保守我们到底，没错。
And yet we must persevere until the end.
但是我们必须要坚信到底。
Now enter through the narrow gate.
是你要进窄门。
Trust in Christ.
信靠基督。
I have heard people say this.
我听人这么说。
To trust in Christ is the easiest thing in the world.
信靠耶稣是世上最简单最容易的事儿。
Why wouldn't you do it?
为什么你不做呢？
That is ridiculous.
这个简直荒唐。
It goes against everything Jesus taught.
这跟耶稣所教导的一切都是违反的。
Now, it is easy.
没错，是简单。
If
如果
you paint an unbiblical picture of salvation.
如果你把救恩扭曲了，把它弄简单化。
All you have to do is pray this prayer.
你就祷告就行了。
And you're in.
你一觉知你就进来了。
Just believe and you're in.
只要信你就进来了。
That is easy.
当然容易了。
But
但是
if you preach the gospel truly,
如果你传扬真正的福音
if I preach the gospel,
如果我传福音
I talk about the life and death of Christ.
我讲了耶稣的生与死
And then I tell men,
然后告诉人
repent,
悔改
turn from your sin,
从你的罪中回转。
Many of them, all they do is live for their sin.
很多人他一辈子都是为罪，陷在罪中为罪而活。
I'm telling them to forsake their former life.
我叫他们离弃他们从前的生活方式。
Now that's not easy.
不容易。
I'm telling them to trust in Christ.
我叫他们来信靠基督。
To risk everything.
要冒险，要丢弃一切。
To live their life for Him.
要为基督而活。
To become a follower of Jesus.
成为耶稣的跟随者。
There are great decisions that have to be made.
你必须要做一些很大的决定啊。
When a person comes to Christ,
当一个人信主的时候，他要做决定。
If the gospel is truly preached,
如果福音是真正的传讲清楚。
If we tell them about the parable of the sower,
如果我们告诉他呢，撒种的比喻。
There will be persecutions and afflictions.
他们会遇到患难，遇到逼迫。
The world will come after you and tempt you.
世界会来试探引诱你。
You may have to make decisions that will cause you to lose your business.
你必须要做一些决定，甚至你要失去你的事业。
Family members that loved you may now hate you.
从前爱你的家庭的成员现在会恨你。
There's all kinds of things to consider.
我们要考虑很多事情啊。
Let's look for me. Hold your place.
好，我们手指放这儿。
And look at Luke chapter 16.
再看路加福音第六章。
Verse 16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it.
律法和先知到约翰为止，从此神国的福音传开了，人人努力要进去。
Now look here.
看这里啊。
To get into the kingdom.
要进入神的国。
You must be determined.
你必须要下定决心。
You must be decided.
你必须要义无反顾。
Salvation is by faith.
是，救恩是凭信得到的。
It's grace.
是恩典，没错。
But a man must be determined.
但人必须要下决心。
Now, if we enter into the kingdom just by praying a prayer,
如果我们进神的国度，做个决志祷告就进去了。
There's no need to be forceful.
就没必要努力了。
There's no need to be determined.
就没有必要下决心了。
But let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
Let's say that a man,
例如一个人
listens to the gospel.
一个人听了福音。
And this happens very frequently.
这常常发生啊，这样的事。
And he recognizes his need to be saved.
他知道他需要得救。
But he says, you know, I'm running a tavern.
他说现在我在开一个酒馆。
What am I going to do?
我该怎么办呢？
Or I have a club where they do terrible kinds of dancing and things.
或者我现在开一个舞厅，他们做那些不道德的那些事情。
Or I have a business in which I work 18 hours a day.
或者我现在有一个事业，我工作十八个钟头。
And I neglect my wife and my children.
我不顾我的孩子，不顾我的妻子。
I'm going to have to repent of that.
我必须要悔改啊。
He sees that he's going to have Things are going to have to change.
他知道必须要改变很多事情。
When he comes under the sovereignty of Christ,
当他来到基督的主权下，他必须悔改。
He's got to count the cost.
他必须要计算花费啊。
But let's say that he's willing to count the cost.
好，我们举例啊，如果他愿意付代价。
And he says, "I want to be saved."
他说我要得救。
But as he studies the scripture,
但是当他 读圣经的时候，
he listens to the preacher,
他听传道人，
he doesn't understand,
他不明白。
What does it mean to repent?
悔改什么意思呢？
What does it mean to believe?
相信什么意思呢？
He doesn't understand it.
他不明白。
Others seem to understand it so easily.
别人呢，似乎很容易就明白了。
For him, it's difficult.
对他来说，他不开窍。
Does he just finally get tired of the whole thing and walk away?
Does he?
他
应该 就哎呀放弃了，然后就走吧。
Or does he realize that Jesus alone has the words of life?
或者他认识到唯独基督有永生之道。
He must keep seeking God.
他必须继续寻求神，继续寻求。
Looking at what is repentance.
要明白什么是悔改。
Looking what is faith.
什么是信心。
Crying out to God.
呼求神。
It may take weeks.
可能几个礼拜。
Months,
或者几个月
before finally the day star appears and Christ breaks forth in his heart.
最后晨星显现，基督在他心中显现出来。
You see, many people have to force their way into the kingdom.
你知道，很多人必须要努力才能进神的国。
They seek and they seek.
他们寻求，寻求。
They have doubts.
他们有怀疑。
They don't understand.
他们不明白。
But they keep going.
但他们继续往前行，义无反顾。
Until finally,
直到
one day they know they've been.
最后有一天，他们知道他们得救了。
That type of thing is completely foreign to most gospel preaching today.
这对今天很多传道人来说是完全是不明白的，是他们完全是陌生的。
A young man came to me a few months ago.
几个月前，一个年轻人来找我。
He said, "I'm under conviction of sin."
他说，我现在我觉得我哎呀，罪大逆，
罪大恶极啊。I said, "Do you understand the message?"
我说，你听明白福音没有？
He said, "Yes."
他说，我明白了。
Do you know what repentance is?
我问他，悔改什么意思？你明白吗？
He said, "Yes."
我明白悔改。
I said, "Do you know what faith is?"
我说，你知道什么是信心吗？
He said, "Yes."
他说，是我明白。
I said, "Are you repenting? Are you believing?"
你现在是否相信了？你是否正在悔改。
He said, "I think so."
我说，我想是吧。
I'm just not sure.
我不敢肯定。
Nothing's happened.
没有什么发生的至今。
I have no peace.
我心里没有平安了。
Now, what would a lot of preachers done?
很多传道人会怎么办呢？碰到这样的人。
Look, you're making this too difficult.
哎呦，你自找麻烦，你没必要嘞。
Just pray and ask him to come into your heart.
你就祷告吧，请耶稣进到你心里吧。
Even though nothing happens.
尽管没有什么感发生什么事。
Believe by faith that he's done it.
凭信心接受神已经救了你了。
This is what I told him.
但是我跟他讲。
I said, young man, there's nothing left that I can do for you.
年轻人，我不能为你做什么。
I can't help you anymore.
我帮不了你了。
But if you truly want salvation,
但是如果你真的要得救的话，
seek the Lord.
寻求神。
Go off by yourself.
你自己到单独跑去。
We were at a Christian camp.
我们在一个基督徒的一个夏令会一个营地。
I said, all the other students are going to go have fun now.
现在其他的孩子们都会去玩耍，去游戏。
If you can go have fun, go do it.
如果你要去玩耍，你去吧，跟他们一块儿去玩。
But if you're so miserable and you so want Christ,
但是如果你心里头真是那么不平安，你真要寻求神的话，
then go off by yourself and seek the Lord.
你就自己跑到一个单独的地方寻求神。
Cry out to Him until you know that He's done a work in your life.
呼求他，直到你知道他在你心里已经动了善功。
Several hours later,
几个钟头以后，
He came back.
他回来了。
He was just glowing.
满脸红光满面。
He was so happy.
他高兴得不得了。
He said, "God met with me."
他说神遇见我了。
I know He saved me.
我知道他拯救我了。
You see?
看到吗？
Some people hear the gospel, immediately understand, believe, and are saved.
有些人听了福音，马上就明白了，马上就悔改就信了。
It's true. It's wonderful.
是真的，感谢主啊，太好了。
But others may go for weeks and months.
有些人需要几个礼拜或几个月。
God is sovereign.
神有主权。
In the way that He works in people's lives.
他怎么拯救人是在他心中，在人心中动工是他的主权。
But we cannot say peace, peace when there is no peace.
我们不能说平安了，平安了。当没有平安，我们不能说平安。
We cannot put a little band-aid over a wound that is gigantic.
嗯，不能在一个大伤口上面放一个 OK 绷。
Because if we do, we will be misleading the people.
如果我们这样做的话，我们是在误导人。
Now, he says, enter through the narrow gate.
他说要进窄门。
For For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction.
因为那门是宽的，路是大的，引到灭亡的路。
Now again, he's not talking about some small matter.
他现在不是在讲一件小事儿。
He's talking about life or destruction.
他讲的是生死攸关的问题。
And he says there are many who enter through it.
他说很多人会进到那个大门。
For the gate is small.
哦，那引到永生那个门是窄的。
And the way is narrow that leads to life.
路是小的，找到的人也少。
Not only is the gate narrow,
不仅仅的门是窄的,
the way is narrow,
路也是小的。
Now this is a good way of looking at it.
这是一个很好的看法，看的方法。
We know we have passed through the gate.
我们知道我们已经进了那个窄门了。
If we are walking in the way.
如果我们现在正在走小路。
The evidence we have passed through the gate that we have believed in Christ.
怎么证明我们已经入了窄门，已经相信基督呢？
Is that we are learning to walk in the way of Christ.
是因为我们正在行在基督的小路上。
But a person who says that they have passed through the narrow gate.
但如果有人说我进了窄门了。
And yet they are walking in the broad way.
但是他们却在行宽路的话。
They are either deceived or they are a liar.
他们要不就自欺，要不就在骗人。
Now,
好。
The person who passes through the small gate,
好，那个已经进了窄门的人，
who believes in Jesus,
相信了基督，
he begins to walk on the narrow way,
他开始行小路了，
the way marked out by God's commandment,
这是神的话语所定的路。
Can that new believer walk very slow?
那个新信徒可不可能走得很慢呢？
Yes.
是
Can it be like 3 steps forward and 2 steps back?
可不可能往前走三步，往后退两步呢？
Yes.
可能。
Can that new believer stumble and fall?
那个新信徒可不可能跌倒，然后跌跌撞撞呢？
Yes.
可能。
Can that new believer, or even can any believer, stray from the narrow path?
肯信徒能不能够从窄路上走偏离呢？
Yes, they can.
当然可能。
But can they stray from it and then live the rest of their life on the broad way?
但他们可不可能走偏了之后就一辈子回不来，永远回到宽路上去呢？
No.
不可能。
Why?
为什么？
Because of the Spirit of God who dwells in them.
因为住在他们里面的圣灵。
Because of God the Father who will discipline them.
因为父会管教他们。
He who began a good work in you will finish it.
那在你们心里开了善工的必要成全。
So if a person comes to know Christ,
所以如果有人认识了基督，
and they begin to walk in the narrow way,
他们开始走窄路了，
but then they stray off,
然后又走偏了。
We as ministers, we go to them.
所以身为传道人，我们要去
警戒他们， we say,
我们叫他们回到小路上。
And by doing this, you will prove you've truly been converted.
借此你就证明你是一个真正的信徒。
Because if you remain in the broad way,
因为如果你继续走那个宽路走下去，
it is evidence that you never knew him.
就证明了你起初就没入门。
Okay.
看啊。
Now I want you to look at something.
我要你看看一件事。
It says in verse 14,
在十四节，
For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
Now what does this mean?
这个什么意思？
There are few who find it.
找到人少啊。
A lot of people think it means this.
很多人以为意思是啊。
There's a small group of people in the world.
这世界上有一小群人。
Who confess Christ?
他们自称是基督徒。
Compared to all the other people,
比起其他的所有的这些人呢、啊、
？The movie stars,
那些明星啊，歌星啊。
The atheists,
那些无神论啊。
The wicked rich,
那些有钱的恶人呢、啊、
？All these different people,
其他这些所有的人。
And so there are few,
只有很少的人
who actually find life.
真正的找到永生
compared to all these other people,
比起其他的这些不信主的人
who do not profess faith in Christ,
他们不承认他们信基督
That's not what he's saying.
这不是这段经文的意思
He's saying something even more frightening.
他讲的更是吓人、啊、他讲的
He's not even talking about these people.
他不是讲这些不信的不承认基督的
He's saying, among those who confess me as Lord,
他讲的是那些承认我是主的人当中
Few of them will find.
其中很少的人找到永生。
You see the difference?
你看到不同吗？
Now, why do I say it means that?
为什么我说的是这个意思呢？
Because look what he's going to say later on.
你看看他后面说的什么。
Verse 21.
21节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
In verse
22. 22节。
He uses the word many.
他用当日必有许多许多人。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord.
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊。
But verse 23, I will declare to them I never knew you.
我就明明告诉他们我从来不认识你们。
Then he talks about two different groups, two different types of men in verses 24 through 29.
那24到29节他讲到两种人啊。
Both of them hear the word.
两种人都听见神的话。
But only one of them does it.
但只有其中一种行了神的道。
Now again, he's not teaching salvation by works.
哦，现在他不是讲靠行为得救啊。
He's just saying that the proof of genuine saving faith is a changed life.
他乃是说证明你真正得救的方法是借着你的行为。
And this is very frightening.
这个很吓人啊。
Now let's go on to 15.
我们再看15节。
Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
He's saying on the outside they look like sheep.
他说从外面来看，他们看起来像羊一样啊。
But on the inside, they are wolves.
但里面他们是狼。
And what will prove the difference?
什么能够看出不同呢？
How will you know what they are?
你怎么知道到底他们是羊还狼呢？
How will you know what's really inside them?
你怎么知道他们里面到底是什么呢？
Well, how do you know what's really inside a tree?
你怎么知道树的本质是什么？里面本质。
You look at its fruit.
你看它的果子。
In the same way,
同样的
these false teachers,
这些假师傅
you just watch their life.
你看他们的生命
but be very careful.
但很小心啊，要小心。
Because they're very, very sneaky.
因为他们非常的狡猾。
Because they can convince you,
他们可以说服你
that the Christian life should be a certain way.
哦，基督徒应该这个样，这个那样子。
Oh, the Christian, we're kings.
我们是王啊。
We are children of the king.
我们是王的儿女啊，王子公主啊。
As children of the king, we should be wealthy.
身为王子跟公主，我们应当富足的。
So that means I am really walking with God.
那我们就很富足，就是跟神同行啦。
Because I have more money than all of you.
因为我比你们都有钱。
Give to my ministry.
你要支持我的事工。
And God will bless you like He blesses me.
神就会祝福你，像他祝福我一样。
Do you see how clever they are?
你看到他们多聪明啊。
Those men who teach that.
这些教导这些事的人。
They tell other people to give so that God might bless them.
他们叫其他人奉献给他们，好叫神祝福他们。
They're the only ones that are getting blessed.
但是真正蒙福的是他们自己。
And everyone else is just getting poorer.
别人越来越穷。
Says you will know them by their fruit.
所以凭着他们的果子，你可以认出他们。
No, it just shows you how powerful deception is.
你就看出来这个谎言的能力何等之大。
We all know the way Jesus lived.
我们都知道耶稣怎么生活的。
We all know the way the apostles lived.
我们也看到使徒怎么生活。
These men live completely different than them.
这些人的生活方式。跟使徒跟耶稣完全不同啊。
And yet people still follow them as the new apostles.
但是人仍然一窝蜂的跟随这些假师傅，把他们当作新的使徒一样看待。
It's like you trying to go out and milk a racehorse.
就像你要从跑马的马身上挤奶一样。
You obviously ought to know that's not a cow.
你看得出来那不是只牛啊。
But you're deceived.
但是你上当了。
I mean, these men do everything completely the opposite of Jesus.
这些人所做的跟耶稣所做的背道而驰。
Yet they have the power to convince other people that this is right.
然而他们竟然有能力说服别人说我们的生活方式是对的。
If you compare them to the scriptures, you see it as false.
如果你把他们的生命跟圣经一比，你就知道他们错了，偏了。
Here's what happens.
发生的是这样的事。
It's all really a question of authority.
其实追根究底就是到底谁有权柄的问题。
They are men with powerful personalities.
这些人有很强的魄力，很大的 威信。
Their entire ministries.
他们所有的服事。
Are not based around the authority of the Word of God.
不是根据神的话语的权威。
But their authority.
乃是他们自己的个人的权柄。
If you, they are the man of God.
他们认为我是属神的仆人。
If you go against them,
如果你反对他,
you are going against God.
你就反对神。
And then if you point out something wrong about them,
如果你指出他们生命中的错误的地方,
even other people will tell you,
甚至别人会告诉你,
we know he's this way.
我们知道他是这样的。
And we know it's bad.
我们知道是不好的。
But he is the man of God.
他仍然是神的仆人啊。受膏者。
And in time, you have to study the Bible according to the way he sees it.
不久你就会从他的眼光，用他的解经方法来解经了。
And so he actually is the authority.
所以他就成了最后的最高权柄了。
So he can change what the Christian life is supposed to be.
He can. 所以他就 他可以改变我们基督徒我们所应该信的东西。
He makes you think that the Christian life is about money.
他以为这基督徒的生命是物质的丰富、成功、
prosperity and power.
发达、丰盛、权力。
Because that's what he has.
因为这是他所有的。
And he is the man of God.
他认为他是属神的仆人。
It's extremely dangerous.
非常危险的。
Extremely.
很危险。
Here's a good way to judge authority.
哦，怎么样评判这个权柄是不是出于神的呢？
Does the man use his authority to sacrifice for others?
这个人是不是用他的权柄来舍己为人呢？
Does he ask other people to hold him accountable with regard to the word of God?
他是不是叫别人，向神交账，让别人来监察他的行动呢？好让他向神交账呢？
Those are good questions.
这是很好的问题。
Now. He says in verse 16,
好，十六节啊。
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Now, even though in the immediate context, he's talking about false prophets.
啊，尽管在上下文啊，他讲的是假师父。
It applies in all matters of Christianity.
其实这跟我们基督徒所有生活的每一个点点滴滴都相关的。
It applies with regard to us.
跟我们也有关系啊。
And with all those who profess faith in Christ,
凡是那自称是信主的人
you will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Now notice it doesn't say fruit.
这里没有说果单数啊。
It says fruits, plural.
哦，这里在原文是复数。
That means this.
意思是
you will know them by the fruits in all the different areas of their life.
你看他们生命的每一个方面，各个方方面面，你可以看到他的果子复数啊。
For example,
譬如
you hear a preacher preach.
你听一个传道人讲道。
And he's powerful.
他讲得很有能力。
And he seems to teach the word.
他似乎在教导神的话。
And you say he's a Christian.
你说他是基督徒。
Look at his fruit.
你看他的果子啊。
No, that's one thing.
不，这只一方面的果子而已啊。
He may be a very, very ungodly man.
同时他可能是一个非常不敬虔的人。
You need to ask yourself, how does he act around his wife?
你必须要问，哎，他跟他太太的关系如何？
What kind of father is he?
他是怎么样的父亲？
What is his view on money?
他对钱的态度如何？
Is he humble or arrogant?
他是一个骄傲的人还是谦卑的人？
All these different things.
各方面的果子。
The fruits.
各方面的果子。
Not just, you know, it's amazing today.
今天叫人真是不可思议啊。
If someone has a big ministry,
如果有人做事功夫做得很大，
it automatically means to most people that he's a man of God.
很多人都以为，哦，他一定是神的仆人，做得大嘛，人山人海。
The devil has a big ministry.
撒旦也有个很大的工作。
It's not does the question is not does he preach on television?
问题不是他是不是在电视上讲道。
The question is are the beatitudes reflected in his life?
问题是，到底这八福是不是在他生命中这些特质彰显出来呢？八福的特质。
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子，各样的果子可以认出他们来。
And then he says, grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, are they?
那是荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
Nor figs from thistles.
或者棘藜里头岂能摘无花果呢？
Imagine Jesus is talking to people.
你想象耶稣跟人在讲话。
A big group.
一大群人。
And the first thing he says is he goes,
他第一句话他说
now, grapes aren't gathered from thorn bushes, are they?
从棘藜里头不能够摘葡萄吧
？Imagine the people。
你想这些老百姓啊
？That's right, Jesus, they're not。
没错，耶稣，没错，荆棘里头不能摘葡萄。
You're really learning, Jesus。
耶稣，你在学，学得很快。
Now we know that you're a carpenter。
我们知道你是个木匠啊。
And we work on farms。
我们是农夫。
We're the experts。
我们是专家。
But you're right。
但是你说的对啊。
If anyone，
如果任何人。
Tries to sell you a grapevine that has thorns on it.
要卖给你葡萄树上面有刺儿，有荆棘。
Don't you buy it?
你千万别买。
Because that's ridiculous.
因为这是不可思议，这简直蛮。
Whoever tries to sell you something like that, they're lying.
如果有人要卖你有荆棘的葡萄树，他在撒谎。
Or they're crazy.
或者很发疯了。
You're not going to find grapes on a thorn bush.
你在荆棘里头找不到葡萄的。
You're not going to find figs on a thistle.
你也不可能在棘藜里头找到无花果的。
And then Jesus looks at them.
耶稣看着他们。
And he says in the same way.
他说同样的道理啊。
Do not call yourself my disciples.
你不要自称你是我的门徒。
If you do not bear my fruit.
如果你不结出我的果子来。
I like to use this illustration.
我喜欢用这样的例子啊。
Let's say that I show up late to preach.
譬如我讲到迟到了。
And the people say, why were you late?
这些人说你怎么迟到了呢？
Don't you care?
你怎么可以做这样子
？I say, oh brothers.
我说弟兄
，forgive me.
原谅我。
But when I was driving here in my car,
当我来讲到在路上开车的时候，我车我漏气了。
And when I was taking the tire off,
当我把车换车胎的时候
，one of the nuts that I took off the tire,
那有一个螺丝啊，我拿下来了。
It rolled into the middle of the road.
就是滚到路当中了。
And without thinking,
我想都没想。
I walked out there and picked it up.
我去捡我那个螺丝啊。
And when I stood up,
等我站起来，哇
！There was a truck that weighed 5 tons.
5吨重的一个大卡车啊。
And it was only 3 meters away from me.
离我只有3米远啊。
And it was going 120 kilometers an hour.
时速120公里啊。
And it ran me over.
把我给压过去了。
And that's why I'm late.
所以我迟到了。
They're going to look at me.
他们会看着我。
And they're going to think one of two things.
他们只会想到两件事情。
He's crazy.
这人疯了。
Or he's a liar.
这小子是个骗子。
And I say, why do you say that?
我说为什么你这么说呢
？Why don't you believe?
你为什么不信我呢
？They said, listen.
他们说听着。
It's impossible.
不可能。
To be run over by a truck.
被一个大卡车压过去。
Going 120 kilometers an hour.
120公里时速。
That weighs 5 tons.
5吨重。
And not be changed.
然后你不改变，被压了不改变。
And I say, well, let me ask you a question.
我说让我问你个问题。
What is stronger?
什么更强壮
？A 5-ton truck.
5吨的卡车。
Or God?
还是上帝
？Why do you tell me that you know God?
为什么你告诉我你认识神
？And you're not changed.
而你却没有改变。
Why do you tell me you're a believer in Jesus?
为什么你告诉我你是个基督的门徒
？But you are not changed.
你却没改变。
Do you see?
看到吗？
You will know them by their fruits.
凭他们的果子可以认出他们来。
Okay, let's go on.
好，我们继续。
In verse 17.
好，十七节。
Jesus says.
这样。
So every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
We cannot separate fruit from the nature of a thing.
我们不能够把果子和这棵树的本质。分开
，an apple tree，
一棵苹果树
，bears apples，
结苹果树
，it's not going to bear grapes，
它不可能结葡萄
，it produces what it is，
它会结出它自己本质的东西
，in the same way，
同样的
，an unconverted man，
一个没有信主的人
，with an unregenerate heart，
有一颗没有重生的心。
Is going to produce bad fruit.
一定会结出坏果子来
But a new creation.
但是一个新造的人
with a new heart,
有一颗新的心
is going to produce a new kind of fruit.
一定会结出新的果子。
We do according to what we are.
我们所做的跟我们的本质一定相称。
Now Jesus goes on and really shows this in verse 18.
在十八节，耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Now he's saying a bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
他说坏树不能结好果子。
And we all agree with that.
我们都同意嘛。
In Christianity today,
在今天基督教界
everyone says,
每个人都说的
if you're not a Christian, you can't bear good fruit.
你如果不是基督徒，你就不能够结好果子。
Then why don't we believe the other part?
那为什么不相信另外一部分呢？
It is true.
是真的。
If you're not a Christian, you cannot bear good fruit.
没错，你不是个基督徒，你不能结好果子。没错。
But it is equally true.
但是同样的也是真理。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是个好基督徒，
you cannot bear bad fruit.
你就不能结坏果子。
Because it's against your new nature.
因为跟你的新的本性违背。
Now we need to stop here.
我们需要停在这儿。
That does not mean that a Christian cannot sin.
这意思也不是说基督徒不会犯罪啊。
Even the best tree has a few bad apples in it.
甚至最好的苹果树也有几个坏的苹果嘛。
He's not talking about perfection.
他讲的不是十全十美。
He's saying this.
他乃是说，
If you truly are a Christian,
如果你真是个基督徒，
you cannot have a life totally given over to the world.
你就不可能完全为世界而活，在世界浸泡，因为这跟你的本性相违背。
You cannot live wholly in sin.
你不可能完全浸泡在罪中。
Given over to it constantly is a style of life.
总是活在罪中，浸泡在罪中，这成了生活方式了。
A tree is known by its fruit.
借着果子就可以知道树。
Now look at verse 19.
再看十九节。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Brothers, this is so important.
弟兄们，这很重要啊。
It does not say.
这没有说。
Every person who does not confess me as Lord will be thrown into the fire.
没有说不承认我是主的人就要丢到火里，不。
It doesn't say every person who does not pray the sinner's prayer is thrown into the fire.
这也没有说，凡是不做罪人的绝志祷告的就要丢到火里头烧掉。
It says every person who does not bear good fruit.
这乃说凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢掉。
So if I try to witness to someone,
所以如果我向人传福音
，and they say, "Oh, don't worry about me."
他们说啊，别担心我。
I prayed and asked Jesus to come in.
我已经祷告了，请耶稣进来了，绝志了。
But do you live for him?
那你为他而活吗？
No.
没有。
Then you're going to hell.
那么你要下地狱。
Do you bear good fruit?
你结好果子吗？
No.
没有。
Well, then that sinner's prayer isn't going to help you.
那么你那个罪人的绝志祷告对你没有益处。
Because everyone who does not bear good fruit,
因为凡不结好果子的树，
even if they've said the sinner's prayer,
就算你做了绝志祷告，罪人绝志祷告，
even if they're a church member,
或者你是教会成员，
they're still going to hell.
仍然要下地狱。
Because by not bearing good fruit,
因为你不结好果子，
they are demonstrating they never had real faith.
你就显明了没有，你没有真正的信心。
Now in verse 16, he begins by you will know them with their by their fruits.
哦，第十六节他一开始说凭他们的果子可以认出他们来啊。
And in verse 20, he ends.
二十节他又结尾。
So then you will know them by their fruits.
他总结他，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
You think he's trying to tell us something?
你想主是不是在教我们一些重要的事？
Repetition is very important.
圣经里的重复是很重要的。
I think that the Lord knew.
我相信神知道。
That man has the tendency to ignore this teaching.
主知道人有忽略这个教导的倾向啊。
We distort the view of faith.
我们把信心给扭曲了。
We say faith, I believe.
我说信心就我信啊。
And we forget that the demons believe and even shudder.
我们忘掉了，连鬼魔也信，但是却战惊。
Now, verse 19.
十九节。
Look how important this is.
你看这多重要。
Cut down and thrown into the fire.
就砍下来丢在火里。
This is horrible language.
这很可怕的话。
It's offensive.
这叫人反感的话。
But it comes out of the mouth of our Lord.
但是从我们的主耶稣的口里说出来。
He says the judgment of God will literally cut men down.
他说神的审判会把人给砍下来。
And throw them into the fire.
丢在火里。
Now verse 21.
二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
In the Hebrew language,
在希伯来文啊
when they wanted to emphasize something,
当他们要强调一些事
they used repetition.
他们就用重复的话。
For example, you can see this in the book of Proverbs.
例如你可以在箴言里头看见。
They will repeat.
他们会重复。
Let me make one up for you.
我给你举个例子啊。发明一个。
The wicked, will die.
恶人会死。
The wicked will be cut off.
恶人会被砍掉。
The wicked will not dwell in the land.
恶人不能住在地土上。
I'm saying the same thing.
我讲的是同样的话。
Three times.
三次。
In order to emphasize it.
我为了要强调。
Look at Isaiah in Isaiah 6.
你看以赛亚跟以赛亚书第三章。
He doesn't say the Lord is holy.
他没有说主是圣哉而已。
He says the Lord is holy, holy, holy.
他说圣哉圣哉圣哉啊。
This is emphasizing above everything that God is holy.
这个是再次强调他是圣洁的。
So when people say Lord, Lord.
所以当。当人说主啊主啊重复两次
He's talking about people who emphatically declare him to be Lord.
他讲的是那些强调我是基督徒的人承认他是主的人
He's saying this.
他说的是
Not everyone who emphatically declares me to be Lord.
不是那些情绪激动说我是主啊主啊的人都能进天国
Will enter the kingdom of heaven.
不能都进天国
So if someone says, Lord, Lord,
如果有人说主啊主啊
that's not evidence that they're Christian.
不见得他们都是基督徒。
What is the evidence?
那证明是什么呢?
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Again, he's not saying that we are saved by doing the will of the Father.
再次，这不是说我们靠着遵行神的旨意，靠行律法得救啊。
But the evidence that we have believed is that we do the will of the Father.
乃是我们得救的证据，是我们必要行天父的旨意。
Now look what he says in verse 22.
再看二十二节，他说什么？
Many will say to me on that day, on judgment day.
好，当那日啊，就是审判的日子，必有许多人对我说
，Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and in your name perform many miracles?
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？Sounds like a bunch of TV preachers, doesn't it?
好像是电视上那些讲道人一样。
It really does.
好像。
Now.I want you to look at something.
你看看啊，这里。
Apparently,
很明显的
they have just been told that they are to be sent to hell.
主告诉他们你们要下地狱。主刚刚跟他们讲了。
But now they want to give a defense as to why they should not be sent to hell.
现在他们要为自己辩护，为什么他们不该下地狱
？And look at their defense.
你看他们的自我辩护。
We prophesy.
我们传道啊。
We cast out demons.
我们赶鬼啊。
We did miracles.
我们行异能啊。
They're saying, Lord, you should let us into heaven.
所以主啊，你应该让我们进天堂。
Because of all we did.
因为我们所行的。
They're not trusting in Christ.
他们不是在信靠主。
They're not trusting in the atonement.
他们不是在信靠主的救赎之功。
If I stand before God,
如果站在神面前
on judgment day,
在审判的日子
and He tells me,
他告诉我
depart from me, I never knew you.
离开我去，我从来不认识你。
And I've got a chance to give in a defense.
如果我有机会为自己辩护的话
I'm not going to talk about my works.
我绝对不会谈我做了什么。
You know what I'm going to say?
你知道我要说什么？
The cross.
十字架。
The cross.
十字架。
You died for me.
基督为我死。
I trusted in you.
我信靠你。
You see that?
你看到吗？
Now the Lord's never going to make a mistake like that.
主不会犯这样的错误啊。
But what I want to prove is just look at their argument.
我要证明的是，你看看他们的辩护，自我辩护。
It demonstrates they're not trusting in the cross of Christ.
证明了他们不再信靠基督的十字架。
And I'll bet you in their ministries they hardly ever talked about the cross.
我敢肯定，在他们传讲的服事当中，也几乎不提十字架。
They hardly ever preach the gospel.
他们几乎不传福音。
They preach their own prophecies.
他们传的是自己的预言。
They cast out demons.
他们赶鬼。
And they did miracles.
他们行神迹奇事。
That they really did not do.
但是他们没有那么做。
And then he says, and then I will declare to them.
然后我要对他们明明地告诉他们说，
I never knew you.
我从来不认识你们。
Now listen.
你听啊。
Let's say Washington D.C. is only 3.5 hours from here.
美国首都华盛顿离这只有三个半钟头。
So let's say that I walk up to the gates of the White House.
如果我到了白宫的门口。
And the guard says to me.
那些守门人对我说。
What do you want?
你要什么呢？
And I say, well, I need to go into the White House.
你说我要进白宫。
And he's going to go, you can't go in there.
你不能进去啊。
And I'll say, I know Barack Obama.
我认识奥巴马。
I know him.
我认识他。
So let me in.
让我进去。
Is he going to let me in?
你说他会不会让我进去？
No, he's not going to let me in.
不会的，不会的。
But,
但是
while I'm talking to him,
如果当我正在跟他谈话的时候，
Barack Obama walks out.
奥巴马刚好出来。
And he points at me.
他指着我。
And he says, guard.
他说，哎，守门人。
Let him in.
让他进来。
I know him.
我认识他。
Am I going to go in?
我进得去吗？
You see, people always say, I know Jesus, I know Jesus.
人们总是说，我认识耶稣，我认识耶稣。
Yeah, but does Jesus know you?
但是耶稣认不认识你呀？
Because that's what really matters.
这个才是真正重要的。
And here he says to many, I never knew you.
这里他要对许多人说，我从来不认识你们。
Now, the idea of know in Hebrew.
认识啊，在希伯来文这个认识的意思。
I know this was written in Greek.
我知道这是希腊文写的。
Jesus was speaking in Aramaic.
但是主耶稣讲的是希伯来话啊，当时。
The word know means intimate fellowship.
这个认识的意思是一个很亲密的关系。
It's almost like they said, but Lord, we prophesied in your name.
几乎他们在说，主啊，我们奉你的名传道啊。
We cast out demons and did miracles.
我们奉你名赶鬼啊，奉你名行很多神迹啊，我们说预言啊。主耶稣看着他们。
And he'll say,
他说，
You didn't trust in me.
你没有真正信靠我。
You didn't walk with me.
你没有与我同行。
You didn't follow my commands.
你没有遵行我的诫命。
We never met with one another in prayer.
我们在祷告中从来没有相见过。
You never sought my face.
你从来没有寻求我的面。
We had no relationship.
我们没有任何关系。
But Lord, I prayed the sinner's prayer.
主啊，我做了罪人决志祷告了。
I never knew you.
我不认识你。
Depart from me.
从来不认识你，离开我去吧。
Now, if you depart from the Lord, there's only one place to go.
如果你离开主，那就有一个地方去了。
And that's hell.
那是地狱。
He says, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
他说：“你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
Now, the best way to say this.
这个最好的说法啊是
，Depart from me.
离开我去吧。
Those of you who called yourself my disciples.
你们这些自称是我的门徒、基督徒的人。
But you lived as though I never gave you a law to obey.
但是你的生活方式好像我没有给你律法去遵行一样。
You lived without law.
你把律法置之脑后。
Now in verse 24 through
27. 好，24到27节。
We have the two foundations.
我们看到两个根基。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
Now, some people think that this passage means this.
有人认为这段经文的意思是啊，
that it can be talking about two different Christians.
讲两种不同的基督徒。
One Christian believes in Jesus.
一个基督徒相信耶稣。
And follows his word.
而且照他话行。
And his life is blessed.
他的生命就蒙福了。
The other Christian,
另外一个基督徒
hears the word,
听了神的道
but does not follow it,
不照着行
and his life has no sure foundation.
他的生命就没有坚固的根基
It's not what Jesus is teaching.
这不是耶稣的教导部。
Jesus is not teaching two Christians.
耶稣不是在讲两个基督徒。
He's talking about one true disciple and one man who is not.
他讲一个真正的门徒，另外一个不是真正的门徒。
The true disciple,
真正的门徒
hears the words,
听了神的道
and he acts upon them.
就照着去行。
He acts on them.
他照着行。
And when the floods of God's judgment come,
当神的审判的洪水临到
his house stands.
他的房子就站立得住。
The other one hears the words of Jesus,
另外一个听了耶稣的话
but does not act upon them.
但不照着去行。
And when the floods of God's judgment come, he is swept away.
当神审判的洪水临到，他就被冲跑了。
Now, again,
再一次。
The fact that he acts upon God's word,
他照着神的话去行。
Is evidence that he has believed.
证明了他相信了。
Now, if we go back, let's just look at the whole passage for a second.
我们再看这整段经文啊。
There are two gates.
有两个门。
Christ.
基督。
And all the others.
和其他的门。
If you enter the gate which is Christ, you are saved.
如果你借着基督的门进去，你就得救了。
Enter the other gates, you are judged and damned.
你进其他的门，你就会受审判，你就会被定罪。
There are also two ways.
还有两条路。
You walk on the narrow way.
你走那窄路、小路。
It's evidence you know Christ and you have life.
就证明你认识基督，你就得到永生。
You walk on the broad way.
你走那宽路。
It's evidence you do not have Christ and that you are to be destroyed.
就证明你不认识基督，你要灭亡。
Then there are two trees.
然后两棵树。
A good tree.
好树。
That has faith in Christ.
就是相信基督的人。
And bears good fruit.
就结好果子。
A bad tree.
坏树。
That has no faith in Christ.
不信基督。
And bears bad fruit.
就结坏果子。
One.Is very fruitful.
一个是结果累累。
The other is cut down and thrown into the fire.
另一个被砍下来丢在火里。
Then you have two types of professions.
然后你有两种不同的
任性。Those who confess Jesus as Lord.
有人任性基督是主。
And do the will of the Father.
遵行父的旨意。
Those who confess Jesus as Lord.
还有承认耶稣是主的。
And they do not do the will of the Father.
但是却不行父的旨意的。
The first is a true Christian.
第一个是真基督徒
who truly believes,
真正相信
and inherits eternal life.
就承受永生
The other is a false convert.
另外一个是假的信徒
who does not believe.
他不信
and is judged.
也受审判
Then finally,
最后
you have two different foundations.
你有两个不同的根基
One man hears the word of God and acts upon it.
一个听了神的话就照着去行
His foundation is sure.
他的根基是稳固的
He is not destroyed in the judgment.
他就在审判的日子没有毁灭
The other hears the words and
另外一个
does not act upon them.
听了神的话没有照着去行
And he is destroyed in the judgment.
他就在审判的日子被毁掉
This is how Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount.
好然后耶稣就结束了登山宝训
And it shows how important this truly is.
这就表明了这是何等重要
All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, we come before you in the name of your Son.
父，我们借着你爱子名来到你面前。
We pray that you would use this.
我们求你使用。
To help your people.
来帮助你的百姓。
Throughout the world.
全世界的百姓。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.